Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. Now, on to today's episode.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast.
Friends, welcome once again to the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And if this is the first time that you're joining us, we are glad that you are here today to hear the message that we have for you. Or if this is your 78th time being here, there's no judgment. We're just glad that you took the time to let us borrow your ears and get into today's content. Today we're talking about victors over victims. That's right. We're choosing to be a victor over being a victim. And as I began to do a little bit of research, I began to look and I saw that a victim mentality and what that's defined as. A victim mentality is an acquired personality trait in which a person tends to recognize themselves as a victim of the negative actions of others, and to behave as if this were the case in the face of contrary evidence of such circumstance. Victim mentality depends on clear thought processes and attribution. As I began to think about what a victim mentality really looks like, I began to think about myself when it came around the time for people to invite others to graduation parties and to kickbacks and other type game night situations. Anybody who knows me pretty well knows, even if I cannot attend an event, and I believe I've told you on the podcast before, even if I cannot attend an event, this is childish, I'm letting you know, I still want to get the invite to say, well, no, I can't make that. Or to allow me to have the opportunity to make the decision. I know one of my good friends, Beta, is just like that as well. That's Chris Griffin. Well, Chris Cole, because me and him actually had a conversation about it. But as I began to think about that and now where I am today, because this wasn't too long ago, I just wanted to share what a victim mentality really looks like. Friends, I would reach out to people and say, well, why you didn't invite me? Or I would go around them sometimes. I would circumvent these people and I wouldn't even address the individual directly, but I would just be upset. I would just be mad and I wouldn't say anything to them, but I would tell other people around. They say, John, well, I was invited to the party. You can come with me. No, I don't want to go like that. I didn't get invited. But we both know the same person. No. That's not the point. I don't want to go off that invite, because I wasn't invited, so obviously they didn't think enough of me to invite me. Friends, but when I began to think like that, then that began to affect my attitude. And understanding how that began to affect my attitude, today I want to just share with you three factors that I've realized what a victim mentality really means. And these are my own three factors. I'm not saying I pulled these from Webster or anybody else. These are my own. The first factor that I realized about a victim mentality is always making it about me. Like I said in my story, well, why you didn't invite me? I know it's your graduation party, but what about me? All those people are going to be there. Okay, but I'm not. Invite me. Number two is they're always blaming other people. Friends, blaming other people can always be so easy. It's so easy to point the finger. I heard Steve Harvey once say, when you point one finger at somebody, you have four more fingers pointing back at you. But I looked at my hand after I pointed and I said, Uncle Steve, you're wrong, because you have three fingers pointing back at you. Your thumb's still pointing up. However, the point and the moral of the story is that we have to be accountable for our own actions. We can't always blame other people and try to name other people as scapegoats so that we can get out. That's not how the game works. It's not how life works. So allow us to always make sure that we don't blame others, but we take credit for our own actions, because that's what adults do. And that's the way life works. But thirdly, one thing I learned about somebody who is deciding to go into that victim-like mentality, these individuals are happiest when they're unhappy. Thinking about that, it almost sounds like it doesn't make sense. But there are many people who find joy and who find enjoyment when making other people feel miserable. What does the saying go? How's the saying go? Misery loves company. So therefore, these people are looking for misery so that they can be accompanied with them in that time. Today, friends, we have to make some decisions. On Monday, we talked about taking control. So when we take control, now we make conscious effort, conscious, intentional decisions to get us to where we desire to be in our life. Today, I want you to be a victor and not a victim. Victors don't come up with excuses, but they find solutions. If you're struggling with something, go on YouTube and Google or search how to do XYZ. If you don't know how to do math, go on to YouTube. Ask them, how do you do XYZ? There are so many resources that we have. That's the first that we have. And begin to do the research so that we can stand up and become a victor and not a victim. Number two, what we can do is get wise counsel. Wise counsel can be your best friend. Wise counsel can be your mom, your dad, your grandparents. Wise counsel can be your mentor. Having a mentor is huge, because having a mentor sometimes, it might be your mom, might be your dad, might be a family businessman. I don't know who it is for you. However, when you have somebody like this in your corner, they can share with you their insights on the challenges they face. They can share with you their insights on areas where they may have failed so that you don't have to go down those same areas. So first, we got to take control. We got to do some research. Second, then we begin to get a mentor, get wise counsel in place. And third, my friends, third is pretty simple. Third is two words. It's get up. It's so easy for us sometimes to lay down on the ground and say, oh, no, I'm hurt. I'm beat. I'm battered. I'm bruised. But how many of us are real enough and understand the value and the importance of us standing up, standing tall, standing firm, saying, no, this will not happen to me. No, I refuse to allow this to happen. You will not make me a victim. I am a victor, and I will stand up and I will claim that over my life. I will walk in that because I know it to be true. People, we have to tell people that we're not their victim. We might have been the younger brother, but you're not going to punk me anymore. You might have been the younger sister, but you have to let them know, no more. I refuse to be the victim because I make the conscious effort and the conscious decision to be victorious. And then once you begin to do that, then your mindset starts to shift just a little bit. My God in heaven. Friends, as our minds begin to shift, this allows us to open up to receiving new information, opening up to receiving new opportunities, opening up to position ourselves for the better in the long run, with the trajectory of our own lives. So friends, today I want you to stand up. I want you to say, I am a victor. One more time. I am a victor. You may be seated. I want us to understand that once you begin to say those things, once you begin to speak that into your life, then and only then is when you start to see pieces start to move. You start to see people moving in different positions because you realize that you're taking a different stance over your life. And that's how you ultimately will become successful. That's how you ultimately will begin to shift relationships around you single-handedly, just because people now see that you walk with a different swagger. People now see that you change your eating habits. People have noticed that something is changing. And something has changed within your life. However, you need to look at them and tell them, I'm a victor. I'm victorious. I get victories. DJ Khaled, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Friends, I want you to constantly allow this to seep in your mind as we move forward, because you are valuable. You are important. And you are somebody who really matters. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, speak your success, friends. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?